Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Broads, this episode is brought to you by Care Of. If you're looking for an easy way to reach peak health this year, Care Of is the perfect thing to get you there. Care Of is the wellness company making personalized vitamin packs that address your specific health concerns.
Just head to takecareof.com to take Care Of's in-depth online quiz that takes all the guesswork out of vitamins and makes suggestions that are personalized to you. It's like having a little one-on-one with a nutritionist.
And unlike other vitamin companies, Care Of is super transparent at every step in the process. You'll know the what and why behind each recommendation and also where each vitamin was sourced from. There are no secrets at Care Of. Your daily vitamins are then packed in daily pouches that are super convenient for keeping in your purse or car. You'll never forget to take your vitamins again.
For 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com, enter code chatty50. That's takecareof.com and use code chatty50 to get 50% off your first Care Of order.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
The sound
kind of
sound of
like
the bros.
Kind of sound like a little plastic, like one of those little 6-inch plastic bongs for a second.
Well, that was always that was always the joke when we were kids, is like, if you sip the water, it sounds like you're smoking weed. And that was always like, oh, that's hilarious. Oh. Well, hi, broads. A nice little intro for you.
Ciao.
Excuse the, look, by the way, this is Embers. If you're looking on video, this is Ember's unicorn birthday mug, and we have some streamers here. Today, actually, in the release of this podcast, it's my birthday.
Cheers. Happy birthday,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, dude. 24. Really excited about this year.
Sorry to everyone in advance who complains about the
sounds.
The ASMR food sounds. This one's going to be chock full of it. Mine is 90% vodka, so you'll probably have... If you can't understand us by the end of this episode, we apologize in advance.
Just apologize.
Just can't understand me. Just can't understand me.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I'm 1 year older. It's kind of freaking me out.
How old are you now? Do you remember?
26, which is really cool because what I like about the year is that, like, last year I finally got to rent a car, and that was like really exciting. And 26 feels old because it's like, now there's like, what else is there? You know what I mean? It's like, I'm already able to rent the car. So it's just like
Becca's 26, bro.
I know, it's crazy. It's like me and Becca, we're such twinsies, you know.
I know, she can be so naive sometimes.
And I get her that way. I always feel that way. I'm always like, me and her, just sometimes we just don't get it. You know what I mean?
It's just not enough world experience,
right?
Not enough life
right.
experience.
And you get to a certain age where like birthdays, sometimes you plan them and make them a thing, or you know, someone plans them for you. But then you also get to this age where you're just like, oh shit, it's my birthday tomorrow. Like, I completely forgot until, like, basically today.
That's how I am, too.
And it made me think back on, like, good birthdays, bad birthdays. Like, do you have any memories of, like, the best birthday ever?
No. Like, nothing really stands out to me for
best birthday
ever.
Dude, come on. You were in Hawaii for Christmas. You gotta have some legendary birthday stories.
Birthday. Well, my mom had a monkey, actually, when I was a kid. This was sweet.
I mean, this monkey. You say the word monkey, and I'm already like, all right.
When my birthdays when I was young, those are the ones that stand out to me. But the one that stands out most from a young one was I had a ninja-themed birthday. And my mom had a monkey trainer come, and they brought like one of those little like Costa Rican
little, like baboon
like,
things,
like a cappuccino monkey was what that's how I remember it, like tiny little ones, yeah, with like the white face,
yeah, kind of scary a little bit.
They're cute. They're like the ones that are the one that's in Ace Ventura.
The ones that like steal your shit.
The one Jim Carrey has on his shoulders, yeah, in Ace Ventura. Yeah, the little like sneaky ones. Like, the ones that the guys train to like dance while they play. What's that instrument?
Like a harm.
An accordion.
Accordion.
Yeah.
You know, monkeys in India. There's monkeys in India that I think it's India or Tibet or something that have figured out
money.
How to trade. So they'll steal your like camera, go up in a tree, and then will yell at you basically until you throw them something of value. So they'll be like, throw me some food and throw me something else. And then they'll throw your camera back. And I thought that is some weird, like, we are animals shit. That's like when the barrier breaks.
This is where you don't take your kids.
Yeah.
They're going to watch you snap, and then they're just going to realize exactly what they need to do every time to get something.
Don't get a monkey.
You.
They will train your children.
They will train your children to just take what is sacred to you at that moment and just hold it for ransom. Ruth was literally, I was like, I'm getting bullied by my my 3 year old now. She's going to be three on.
Bro, give her like two years. She's going to own your ass.
She woke me up just kicking me. And I was like, Ruth, please stop kicking me. And she's like, I don't want you here. And she just kept kicking me. And I was like, bro, stop kicking me. And I was like moving her legs. And she just went, I was like, Ruth, stop kicking me.
Yeah. And
I was
like, and then you're the kid.
And then, I was like, why am I talking like this to my daughter?
Stop it. You're hurting my feelings,
and
Ruth.
And Becca had to intervene and be like, Ruth, leave daddy alone. And like all this stuff.
Dude,
and
I'm
like,
so funny. Jess does that to me all the time. Because like, she goes, stop squabbling, you guys. She hears us like fighting in the next room, like I'm her sibling.
I'm 100% on the same level. At certain times, I'm just like standing there like why am I arguing with you?
Well, sometimes Ember is so good at arguing and so good at like getting what she wants that I'll just threaten to take everything she owns away. And that's the only thing I can do, because she'll be like, well, actually, you did it. So why can't I do it? I'm like, that's a really good point, because I said so. And she's like, but that doesn't matter. And I go, because I'm going to take it all away anyway. So she goes, fine, I'll do it. It's like logical reasons.
I'm telling you, because I'm your dad.
And she's like, that's still not good enough.
It's all that is good enough.
So funny.
This is what comes with, we're soft. I'm just going to say it. We're soft. That's what happens with being soft.
We're not these old school like boomer parents that are just like, I wouldn't have given to you. Like, my parents would have never done the nice thing in the first place.
They had weapons, dude.
It just would have been like, no, we're not doing any of this fun shit.
Props.
My parents, for a fact, just think probably just like Ember's the most spoiled, rotten kid in the world. Because me and Jess were sitting and talking the other day, speaking about birthdays. Every day is her birthday. Like, the cool shit we do with Ember is like the best thing that could have ever happened to me when I was a kid. Like, we'll just be like, oh yeah, like for the weekend, what do we want to do? And it's just like zoo, ice skating, bam, 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 bam. And it's like thinking, we just did four birthdays just for a weekend. And when I was a kid, it was like going to the zoo was like, all right, here we go for your birthday. For me, it's just like, for her, it's just like, oh, that's Saturday morning. What are we doing for Saturday evening?
Ruth goes to the petting zoo and rides ponies every week.
It's like, dude, that was legendary.
That's one of the things that Danny does. It's like $6. We're just like, yeah, her and Frank just, dude, like ponies, dime a dozen to them. They're like, oh yeah.
My parents are like, just don't die.
Seasoned cowpokes, my children.
Oh yeah. My parents on just Saturdays like, don't die, don't talk to me for 10 hours. I'll see you at 8 o'clock at night. It's like, all right, here we go. Speaking of best birthdays, my best birthday, probably was like four years ago. I Jess called all the homies. Rented out my favorite bar, which, by the way, is no longer here. RIP to Good Luck Bar in Los Feliz. In my opinion, the greatest bar ever. And she rented out the entire bar, and I had no idea. I walked into the bar, and it was just packed full of everyone that I wanted to hang out with. And so it was just this awesome time. And then after, she had booked out a private suite at this hotel. And like, some of the friends, we went back to the private suite and did karaoke in like this till like 5 a.m. This whole thing. It was like the sickest birthday ever. It was all a surprise too. Didn't see any of it coming. I just thought we were going to go to dinner and then like go to the bar. And then she like booked out this whole like night. It was insane. Worst birthday. I think I was like 8 or 9. And I was so excited. It was Superman themed birthday. coming up the next day, and I was like monster Superman guy at the time. Like, it was all I cared about.
Big time lived, Superman
breathed,
guy.
Lived Superman. Woke up, food poisoning, barfed my brains out, canceled the whole thing. I mean, just absolutely brutal.
That is brutal.
Because like, when you're eight, there's nothing. You can never be sick enough not to care. Because when you're older, the second you get sick, you don't care about anything, right? When you're young, you're crying while barfing. You know what I mean? Because you're just like, I can't, you know what I mean? Like, you can push through any sickness for fun. So if you can't push through, then you're, but you're still aware of how much fun you're missing out on.
Dude, you just made me, you talking about that made me actually think about a lot more of my birthdays. And the one that stands out is the most turnt birthday I'd had.
Okay.
Which was, I can't remember which one it was, either 26, might have actually been my 26th birthday.
Okay.
But 26 or 27, I think 20, one of those two.
Okay.
But my friends and I's birthday is like 4 days apart within a week. My buddy Danny.
Okay.
And so we have overlapping groups of friends. So we were like, dude, it's always like competing parties. Right. Let's not compete this year.
Right. Let's do a,
let's do something together. And we were like, but if we do that, we're going to have so many people. What should we do? And I was like, let's call a really shitty, like low key dive bar. And just be like, how much would it cost to like rent the bar out?
Right.
Or just be like, hey, like let's go to, let's, if we can't afford renting a bar, let's just find a bar no one is ever in. That's always just dead empty.
Right. And we'll, so
just,
it's like you rented a bar.
Swarm there, and we'll just be, because they're open for business, then that's what we're here for. So we did that at this bar in Culver City called El Alteño. That this was like a little bit before everything like built up. The bar since has been bought and like reopened. This was straight dive.
And love that.
It is supposedly like gang dive. And so I called and they, I called to talk about renting it out. And the woman was like, you have to call this number.
Right.
I can't talk to you about this. You need to call this number.
Right. This is not like how this works.
No. And I had to call this other number and talk to someone's son. And he was like, you want to do what? And I was like, I want to have my birthday at the bar. Is that possible? Like, can we rent that out? And he's like, I don't know, man. He's like, how many people are you talking about? I was like, oh, maybe 50, 55, 65 right. people. And he's like, what? And I was like, well, what do you mean? I was like, can we not do that? He's like, well, we're going to have to go buy a lot more beer.
right. Like, it was like a
and
cooler.
I was like, yeah, you're also going to sell
a lot more beer.
Like,
don't you realize this is a cover for a criminal operation? You
Pretty
think we give
much,
a shit
dude,
about selling beer?
This was like the most insane shit of like, I'm literally like asking you, do you want to actually run your bar tonight?
Do you want to make
more
understand.
Money? I don't understand.
He's like, yeah. We don't sell beer here,
so,
dude.
So, dude, they were like, you don't need to rent it out. No one's ever in there. And they like staffed it for that night. And they had like, it was obvious like no one goes there. So it was like this weird thing. We completely took it over. We were very drunk by the end of the night. And I lived just a couple blocks down the road. And I was like, we're all going back to my house. Just like, come on. Like, you and your friends should just come over.
Yeah. I feel like we kind of have a similar best birthday. We both rented out a bar and had everyone we know and love there. I mean, there's nothing. It's hard to beat that.
You know what? If you can do that. Or like, so Evan rented the bar. I just showed up to a shitty bar. Those are two suggestions. Anyone can do this.
It's a great way to do it.
Surefire good birthday.
Dude, have you ever been to Good Luck Bar? Have you ever been there? My favorite bar ever. And it was a Japanese decorated tiki bar.
I love that.
So the drinks were tiki, but the inside was like this incredible Japanese like house almost. It was the coolest place ever. It was all red with like tiles and like the type of walkways that were like circular and like it was the coolest shit
That's
ever.
So sick.
It was the coolest bar I've still ever like ever been to. And it was, they closed during COVID. They sold the building. They had been leasing it since like 1962
Where was
or something.
It?
Los Feliz. RIP big time.
Okay, broads, interrupting the bros. Who doesn't love eating fresh, wholesome meals, right? There's nothing better than cooking for yourself. Sure, ordering in might be easier, or is it? Not if you're ordering your meals from Factor, actually. Factor makes it easy to eat clean 24/7 with fresh, not frozen, prepared meals that are so delicious, it's almost hard to believe that they're good for you.
I have to say that my absolute least favorite part of cooking and eating at home is grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm doing it online, it's just such a pain in the butt.
Yep.
And not to mention, if you've ever tried to grocery shop with toddlers, I don't need to explain myself. But with Factor, each meal arrives prepared and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's less time than it takes to even open the food delivery app on your phone and decide what you want. Factor has a team of expert chefs that work together to make your meals packed with nutritious ingredients and amazing flavor because, yes, you can have a meal that's super healthy and super delicious.
Each week, you'll get to choose from over 27 meal options, including vegan, vegetarian options, and tons of other extras like cold-pressed juices, smoothies, energy bites, plant-based bars, and veggie sides, so you can stay fueled and full all day long. No more grocery shopping, no more sink full of dishes, and no more browsing recipes for hours to find something that looks good. Factor handles it all.
Head to go.factor75.com/plans. Let me repeat that. Go.factor75.com/plans and use code chatty 120 to get $120 off your first 5 weeks of meals. That's code chatty 120 at go.factor75.com/plans for $120 off.
So we posted to get the broads, kind of like worst birthdays ever. Cause like, the worst birthday thing is like...
We have broads' worst birthdays.
Yeah. So we posted, and I was thinking about it too. I was like, the birthday thing is brutal because it's loaded. There's like the, especially when you're younger, like, did it get forgotten?
What defines?
Did I have a great plan and all went shit? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did something bad happen on my birthday? Like, because some people do the birthday thing and they take it really seriously.
Do you look for... I mean, we touched on this a little bit. I guess you don't really look forward. You didn't even remember it was your birthday.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, at this age.
Do you feel good about yourself on your birthday? Or do you feel just like, man, I don't deserve a birthday? Like, what am I going to do? Like, what? I'm going to call people. I'm going to organize my birthday.
Right, right. So
that's me.
Right. So my whole thing was like, I never really did the organization thing. Like, I would always like be like, you know, if Jess did it or a friend did it, that's when it was fun. Because it was like, oh, I didn't do anything. And it was like a nice surprise, whatever, whatever.
Make you feel good.
But anytime I had to like, think about my birthday, it'd always just be like, let's call five people and go to dinner, you know what I mean? It's really simple, or nothing at all, or just like whatever,
last minute,
very hey, chill, yeah, just see who's around that day, make a couple calls and be like, what are you doing?
Yo, it's my you doing anything? Oh, you are? Oh, for sure. No, it's yeah, it's my birthday. No, I was just gonna do a dinner. I was gonna invite you to see if you want to go out to dinner, but I get it. No, it's chill.
Yeah, the best thing is you call and you go, hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to go to dinner? And you're like, sorry, I can't. You're like, oh, no worries, I would honestly, I was not doing anything, I was just seeing if you wanted. Then you're just like, fuck, it's my birthday.
Always tell them. You always gotta tell. No, it's nothing important. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. It's my birthday. I was just,
it's no big deal. And then they're kind of like,
don't cancel. Don't do that.
Yeah, let me see what I can do. And then you're like guilting them into going to your birthday. And you're like, this is not the vibe.
1000%. You're like, sick. This is so fun.
No, and I've never been. Okay, here's another thing too. I've never been a big birthday guy when it comes to like if you want to, I always looked at it like an excuse to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was always like, cool. Like, whenever it was someone's birthday, I was always like, cool, because it's just an excuse to party. So it was like, oh, wait, it's Grayson's birthday. Sick. That means we can go to a bar and drink and have a blast. So for me, it's not about the birthday. It's just an excuse to have a good time. Where I kind of get rubbed the wrong way is when people actually make it about their birthday. And they have everyone gather around and like, here's my moment.
Make
and like,
feel good.
Yeah. And it's just a little bit like, a birthday is literally the least unique thing in the world.
Do you have friends who take it really seriously?
Well, this is what I'm getting into. It's the least interesting thing about you on the planet Earth, because every single person has it. It's not like we're celebrating your business success. We're celebrating you got over that sickness. We're celebrating your victory. We're celebrating your marriage. We're celebrating an accomplishment. No, you were celebrating you survived another year. And it's a little bit like every single person who has a birthday, it's like the same, everybody has one. So it's a little bit silly to me when someone's like, it's about celebrating me. It's like, no, it's a party. Like,
I have two.
What are your thoughts on this?
I have two friends. They are married to each other who are very much.
Oh, well, then that's like fine. This. They're made for each other.
Yeah, except we're all their friends.
So it's like double duty. So it's like,
dude, like
everybody has a, so it's like major, it's major pressure, dude, too.
This full, like, oh my God. There was one, we had a party bus and we went to like some bar in fucking like Manhattan Beach.
Right.
And this fool was just like, he's like, man, like people organized this for him.
Right. Because they're on. Well, that's another thing. The
he
reason
like
why
delegated they, his friends to organize this for him.
But
he
that's the
delegated
thing about
it.
These birthday people. Okay. Hey, Brods, do not be these people. Here's why.
And you then take, he's like disappointed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Here's why. Don't be the birthday week person or the person who's really important about your birthday. Because you're taking something that could be naturally a fun, beautiful little thing and making it a pressure situation. So now everyone's like afraid you're going to be disappointed, on edge about it, and also not excited because they're like, oh, this person put so much pressure on me for this.
This was new to me. This was when I found out about this side to this person, because this was like the moment where like we were starting to get really close. I'd never really been to their birthday before. Yeah. This happened and I was like, dude, this is awesome. Like, right. People put this together. Like, we're on a fucking party bus and we're going like to wherever. Like, we just, and you know, we're like young, we're like 23. So we're like, we're just part, like, right. Really partying. And anyway, I found out that he was like disappointed that it wasn't birthday-y enough. And like, birthday-y, that's going,
like,
to be the
verb
more
for selfish
it on this.
About it.
More like not celebratory of,
yeah,
him
how come
as
my
a
face
person.
Isn't like plastered and it happy was, birthday and shit.
In his mind, it was all just us taking a giant taxi going to a bar together. Which and is, there wasn't this, yeah, like moment of like, let's all celebrate you and like sing songs to you and like recap favorite memories of like our time spent together. That's like what he wanted.
My picture perfect birthday is like you're my best friend, right? And so then you call me and just go, dude, pull up to this place right now. And then you show up and there's 20 people you love and you're all just having a party. And it's just a party. People are hanging out, getting drunk, leaving, going. You don't have to say goodbye to me. You don't have to do this big thing. You can leave whenever you want to leave. And it's just it's a chill party. And then at the end of the night, we go, oh, that was sick.
All of my friends would just be like, why? Why do I have to go there? What am I doing? Like, I'm in the middle of some shit. Like, what are you talking about?
Right.
It'd have to be like, I'm physically go to their place.
Got it.
But I want to,
you know what I'm saying?
Say,
I like that.
Totally. I do love that idea. I would love if someone did that for me. It's not hard. I just wanted to say one about my friend though, mm-hmm. is while he is like that about himself, that's how he treats you on your birthday.
Listen, he's consistent.
Do you have a friend who gets so drunk and then their drunk move is to tell you how amazing you are?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. One. She used to in kissing. High school, she'd black out and then she'd just tell you while she was blacked out. She'd be like, you want to know the 5 reasons why you're the greatest human on the right, planet? Right, and you'd right. be like, yes, I do. She'd just sit there, yeah. boost the ego.
Yeah.
Just like gas you up real big.
Happy drunk.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I had a buddy who just would always want to kiss everybody. He'd just grab you and just kiss the side of your face so hard. And you just, I fucking love you.
It's if they have the personality for it.
Oh, it's great.
Then it's fantastic. If
he'd like
they don't,
you bite
like,
your cheek too. He's like, ah, like he just was like, I love you. Like he was just so happy and full of love when he was drunk.
That's a good drunk.
That's a good drunk.
The better than sourpuss.
Better than angry fighter.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
The worst.
Okay, wait. So we got distracted. Yeah, we're going to talk about Broad's party
experiences. Let's get into some of these, the worst
Let's hear these.
Ever.
Excuse me, bros. These are the bros party experiences.
And let's be specific. Bro is just what we call any Chatty Broads fan who's
listening
to our
Chatty
podcast.
Bros. That's right.
All right. Got dumped on my 21st after being gaslit and lied to. Holy shit. It's so heavy. First of all, can I
terrible
say
terrible party.
Can I say this? Very concise and to the point. I mean, you did not waste a letter. It got dumped on my 21st after being gaslit and lied to. And what's worse about that? It was your 21st.
It was your 21st. High expectations.
Arguably the biggest birthday you can ever have.
One of them, sweet 16 or your 21st.
21st is bigger for sure.
Sweet 16 probably sweet 16, only exists for like the smallest percentage of people.
It's like a rich birthday.
I never went to an actual sweet 16
is kind of like a rich person's birthday, it feels like. But again, 16, what is 16? Can you explain to me what 16 means? It's not 18.
No.
It's also not 13. So it's not like 13 is the
you
day you become a teenager.
You can have your driver's license, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing.
That's the
that
whole thing.
That was dumb of me.
That's psychotic. I would never give a 16-year-old the driver's
that
license.
That is big. Never mind.
I waited till I was 18.
Oh, dude. I was like in line.
My parents didn't trust me enough.
My driver took me everywhere.
My mom wouldn't let me get it.
Dude, I was,
she was like,
I was. My parents could not wait. Like, I was in line to get my permit when I was 15, and a half the day before. Like, I was, I turned 12 and I was there taking the test.
My mom was all game, and then she was like, no, what's going to happen is you're going to get your driver's license, and then you and your friends are all going to start selling drugs. And she was like, you have to wait till you're 18. Quite literally.
So she just continued to drive you around?
Yeah.
That's so
and
sweet.
I still sold pot in high school. Didn't matter if I had a car. Like,
I gotta do a couple. I don't need a car
to
sell
pot. They drive to you. They want, that's how fucking fiends work, dude. They go way out of their way to come get it.
Okay, here we go.
Silly mom.
Have been broken off with twice on my birthday.
Oh, that just sucks. That's not a specific party, but I feel sorry for that person.
I was pregnant during my birthday last time and threw up my entire pregnancy. Brutal.
That just sucks. It doesn't just suck on your birthday. That just sucks. And it's dangerous. And it's, that's concerning.
My mom forgot my birthday and went to an NCAA game.
Have you ever been to an NCAA game?
Wild.
No, I had the different experience.
Oh, dude, really?
We went to a USC game and we thought it was going to be packed. And it was not packed. We like drank in the parking lot.
Because those kind of games are more like rivalry, right? Like college is like a lot. It depends also. Dude, like if you're in Alabama or something, it's like shit goes off. But like LA, not so much maybe. I was with
two friends who heavily followed college basketball. They still do. And they were just fucking screaming, heckling players. And they were like, It's not an NBA stadium, so your voice is booming through the entire place, and they look like high school players because they are kids.
They are literally children, yeah.
And it's not the NBA stadium.
Right.
It's just fully lit. It's not like dramatic lighting anything like that. It's a fucking gymnasium. And these fools are in there heckling drunk, and it was like these kids' parents are all around us, dude. It was the worst experience I've ever had at a basketball game.
That's brutal. This is a pretty bad one. 18 years old, freshman year of college, no friends yet, got 103 fever and had to Uber to the urgent care.
That's terrible.
So it's like not only are you sicker than a dog on your birthday, but you're alone, so you have to Uber.
Yeah,
to
but the what is worse, room. The first one is still the Trump card, I have to say. Which that's one? The best one. The one that I got gaslit and dumped.
Oh, yeah.
On my 21st. The specifics are just, it's terrible.
On my 21st, my friends forgot about me, so I stayed home eating Triscuits on the couch. This one's good. Had the flu and sharded.
Wait, what do you mean they forgot? Like they're pre-gaming so hard, they just forgot?
No, it's just like they probably just didn't even think about. She was.
No.
I don't know.
It's sad.
Also, Triscuits. Whenever I think of Triscuits, I think of smoking weed. Because then I remember the worst time ever was I got really high, ate a bunch of Triscuits, and was so dry I almost choked to death because it was just like it was saltines. Just I was eating Triscuits and I was gonna die.
Bread, like, dude, sometimes bread where you're just you feel I'm like you're gonna like, die I doing can't this get pretzels
it down. I can't get it down.
You get scared, you get like sweaty and scared.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh many of those. My husband totaled my car that morning taking our dogs to the vet, woke up to the call. Oh my, what is this?
I love that.
I got in a car accident on my way to pick up a student. I'm a teacher. And then that student punched me in the face because I wouldn't buy her McDonald's. Had a totaled car and a black eye. Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Dude, you people are living wild lives out here.
Who are these kids? Where are you a teacher? Why are you picking up your student going to McDonald's?
My boyfriend broke up with me on my birthday and gifted me a plane ticket home. I mean, at least he paid for the trip.
Dude, I hate passive aggressive shit like that. People are
fucking savage. It says fucking savage. That's what it says. That's amazing. 16th, my family didn't remember my birthday. See, it's, you know what's funny about the birthday is it's like when you're 30 and your parents don't remember, it's like it's a lot more forgivable. But like 16, you're at the house. And your mom, dad, and like sister and brother don't remember. Like that's I don't brutal. Get
how you, dude. I don't even understand how you could forget it at all. We think about our kids' birthdays all the time. It comes up all the time. People are always like, "How old are they? How old are they?"
My sweet 16, the guy I started dating jumped a fence and had to get surgery on his balls. Like ripped his balls on the fence.
That's the worst birthday for him.
Hers is just robbed by him going to the emergency room. But that's the that as do you have like a chronic fear of that? Have you ever just had like vivid like? Have you ever thought vividly about your nutsack getting ripped open?
Well, not ripping,
or
but
damage to your penis and balls.
Yeah, so not ripping, but when I played football in college for 1 year, sorry, high school for 1 year, and one of the guys on the team got hit weird, and it smashed his nut, and they had to surgically remove his nut from his ball sack. Because the hit was bad. And I definitely got a little spooked after that.
We knew someone in karate who got kicked so hard in the ball sack that his nut unraveled. It like spun the wrong way.
No, I'm all set on that.
I don't want I don't want anything to happen.
This person's great.
I've had very terrifying thoughts of that.
Oh yeah. Well,
that's universal amongst
men. So delicate. This is a really good one. I like this person literally every birthday.
Every birthday is the worst birthday
so far.
Oh, dude, some of these are like really dark.
Go.
It's like
we can handle the darkness. Oh, we're like Batman, dude.
You know what's wild to me? There are more than not breakup ones. Like my boyfriend broke up with me on my birthday, and I'm kind of going like,
it's so
petty. Well, what is that move? I mean, like,
it's dude, look at my cup is like dilapidating from this, but I need a refill.
Oh, bro. You're gonna, by the way, I tried to pour a mixed drink, but I put too much vodka in there, and it was just basically vodka. You just drank basically like seven shots of vodka.
This time, let's do 25% vodka and 75% juice.
I'll hand this to you, and I'll keep reading these. By the way, we're drinking Trader Joe's orange peach mango.
But the ice takes up a lot of volume. Yes, you have to think
very
around
true.
The
very
ice.
Very true. Okay, we're going to do a couple more of these.
Here you go. Let's see. Don't keep this near me.
Oh, yeah. Here. Okay. Oh, my God. Puked and shat in the shower at the same time because I had food poisoning. Also failed the final. Holy shit, literally.
That's so bad.
My ex-boyfriend used my credit card to pay for my party, then spent the party with another girl. Dude, people are wild.
You can't do that while I'm taking a sip, Evan. That sucks. Who are these people? You're making bad choices.
I bought myself an ice cream cone, then the guy I liked asked for some and threw it in the dirt.
Really quickly,
who are these people?
People don't just surprise you with actions like that. Like someone like doesn't just all of a sudden,
they're ignoring.
They don't just like change. They don't just like be like, today I'm going to steal my fucking girlfriend's credit card and pay for her whole party and then cheat on her right in front of her face.
There's no way this is like the first time this
happened. That's not that like someone doesn't just snap and behave that way. They're exhibiting bad and hurtful behavior towards you and harmful behavior towards you. You guys got to come on, broads.
I was on probation. I don't know why I was
funny. Let me read some after this one.
I was on probation for my 21st birthday.
That sucks. This one sucks. My Nana almost drowned in Hawaii and everyone was at the hospital and forgot for a real good reason.
Oh my God. Yeah, you can't be sad about that, but you also can be like the next day when Nana's okay, you're kind of like, so are we doing like a cake
or something?
Bro,
my best friend's birthday, one of my best friends, she's my best girlfriend, EB, love, much love. She
plug.
Fucking, her birthday's 9/11.
Not ideal.
Showed up to school.
Not ideal.
It's one of the things I remember most about that morning was she showed up to school with balloons and her friend made a fucking birthday cake. And we had early class that day. So we showed up at like 7 in the morning. For school, like an hour early.
So there's balloons while you're watching America's Most Famous Terrorist.
Oh, we showed up to class. It was a normal morning for us. Because it happened, like, there was, we were early for school. You get dropped off early enough. It happened, like, while we were, like, leaving our houses. And so we get to school and our teacher just turns on the TV.
Oh.
And that's the fucking
that's
day. The thing. And she showed up, like, you know, fucking birthday balloons. And all this shit.
Brutal.
Sixth grade, dude. That was like super. People came in with like presents and stuff. That was like, oh, it's someone's birthday. We would make it like.
Oof.
It's gnarly, right?
Oof.
I know, but now, like, so many years later, it's still one of the things that stands out in my mind. Yeah. Like, was just that, like, oof. And you can't sit there and be like, it's like, oh, I'll pop those. It's not my birthday today.
No, you just got to take that one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
You got to. We just got to move your birthday.
That's what we meant. So that's what that one, that grandma one. My sweet diabetic dog had his first seizure on my birthday last year.
Oh,
he was sad. Okay though.
Oh, I'm glad he's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you break up with your girlfriend on her birthday, you deserve a lifetime of bad luck.
You want another dog one?
Oof,
you're okay. A dog guy, so yeah, this, I mean, is, these are going to hit you. All right, Evan's going to get real sad. It was my 22nd birthday and my dog died. I canceled all my plans to cry alone in my bedroom.
You know what? If one of my dogs died on my birthday, I definitely would cancel the birthday.
Found out my husband had been cheating on me for all 4 years of our marriage.
Oh, on the birthday too. This isn't like, this isn't just like a random Tuesday. This is like, you're like, happy birthday.
I deal with sadness by laughing, so I apologize. Oh, this is one. This is a military one. Canceled plans by one of only a few friends on my birthday while my husband was deployed.
Oh, that's depressing.
Wait, this person has part one, two, three, four. Part one.
Oh my God.
Excuse me. I had to get that out. I have to read it because it's got four parts.
I was going to say, it's better be good.
Not me, but my friend was seeing a younger guy who
Hey, by the way, you send that message, just say, just lie.
Just lie.
Just say lie and say it's me.
Me. My friend was...
me. My friend.
Not me. But my friend was seeing a younger guy who was going to take her to dinner. Part two. It was her 21st birthday and he stood her up. She had been drinking already. Part three. When she called to find out what was going on, he said he wouldn't take her out drunk. Part four. She cried for a couple hours. Then the bar of the town was closed when she went out.
First of
part
all,
five.
Oh, shit.
Moral of the story is it's not fun to get broken up with on your birthday for drinking on your 21st.
First of all, like, he's on your 21st birthday, you get drunk and he calls you and you're like a little drunk and he's like, I'm not taking you out anymore.
This guy's a passive aggressive dweeb.
It's like, who gets mad that your girlfriend's drank on her 21st?
Someone who's got some serious, someone who's got self-esteem issues. He feels like he's being beat out by alcohol. This girl likes to party, had a kidney stone, and I was on hydrocodone on my 21st birthday, so I couldn't drink.
Damn, kidney stone.
Drink on it. That's what a lot of people do.
Right, push through.
Yeah, great decisions made here by listening to us.
Your friends are depending on you for a good time.
Push through. That's your own fault. Okay.
Let's do two more.
Sorry, I got to sneeze again. You got to do them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a violent sneezer. Are you a violent sneezer?
I hold them in.
My whole body gets into it. You hold it in.
Oh, no,
you
I can blow big, but
you hold it
I
in?
Also hold them in sometimes.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I know. I learned it, and it's like, gnarly. It's like...
Do you ever get feelings like if you sneeze while you're driving and you think you're going to die? Because you're like, I'm going to sneeze and I'm going to twitch so hard. I'm going to spin my car.
I remember before I got my license, I thought, what happens if I like throw up or I get sick or something? You know what I mean? Like I like had these fantasies of me dying because I'm like, something's happening while I'm driving.
You're puking while driving.
Right? It's vomiting.
You have to pay attention. So you just projectile.
Oh, dude, I got a crazy story about that. I think we're all good on these. Let's do one last one.
A lot of them are really sad.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I was in nursing school on my birthday at the hospital and my patient died.
Oof. Welcome.
That'll fuck you up, dude.
That's a serious wake-up call to that career, though.
This person's great. So the question I said was, like, send me your worst birthday. And she just goes, sure, I was alone. That's just a great response. Oh, you guys are hilarious, by the way. And there's so many. I'm not even getting to like a third of them.
Universal feeling of being forgotten.
Yeah. And the older you get, if you're young, the person who sent that, let me just give you some more love. Like, the older you get, the more you don't care and the more that no one else cares. So don't be, it's just when you're young, it's like, it's a big deal.
But then after like a certain age, it's like impressive that you're still that old. And then people start to really care because you start to honor the fact that it's like.
Right. You survived.
You survived. You did it. And now you can go at any moment because you've had plenty of time. So just give up and die already. Oh, that's what we celebrate.
Wow. I mean, that was very dark.
Is that the mood we're in as we go into a recap?
Maybe.
I don't know. We want to be positive. We love this episode so far. I mean, like this whole episode, right. I don't consider the first episode an episode.
It's like a setup, you know, those are always like setups, but
this is our first episode.
Man, this second episode, they're already delivering.
It's fantastic.
I'm very into it.
At least I have positive feelings.
I am loving the dynamic. I am loving what's going on here. Let me see here. Okay.
A lot of these people, a lot of this cast probably really cares, deeply cares when it's their birthday.
Oh my
God. That's the feeling I have.
Big birthday.
Birthdays
crew.
Are big deals.
Did you notice how fucked up the house was?
No.
Like they would like zoom out and you just see like the outside of the house and it just looks like they didn't paint the place. Like, and the inside looks like it was decorated by like an old rock star. Like everything's dark and gloomy a little bit. But
maybe it's where they filmed Rock of Love.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, it's a little bit of a Rock of Love or what was the one with the rapper?
Oh my gosh.
What's his name?
From Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Flava Flav.
Yeah. Anyway, Flavor of Love. Did you notice, Jesse, you know, the host, do you remember when he did his thing when he walks in and he goes, you guys, like, I'm so happy you're here, blah, blah, blah. You know, and this show works. I'm married. Dude, that dude met his wife 10 years after he was on the show and she's like 27.
Are you serious?
Yes. And he's like, guys, I know this show works. I am happily married.
She's not from the show?
He met her like a decade later.
No way. She's not affiliated with the show at all?
No, he didn't fall in love on the show, but he made it sound like he did.
Power move, Jesse.
That was hilarious.
What a host.
Just completely made it sound like, hey guys, this works. Trust me. I'm married now. It's like to a woman who wasn't on the show.
All true things.
True. They're not. I know they sound like they were connected, but just random facts I decided to talk about.
Also, I don't understand like why we're going to pretend like none of the contestants are familiar with the show.
Right. There's kind of this like, hey guys, welcome. It's really great to have you.
Welcome to The Bachelor. You all know what's up. Here we go.
And then they read the date card. Do you ever notice that like you can catch a vibe off of everyone when they read the date card? Because they're like, da da da. And everyone goes, yeah. And then they're like, you know, Genevieve, yeah. And then they're like, Cassidy. And then no one
cheers. Claps.
And you're like, okay, got it. That everybody hates that person.
No
like,
one likes understood. That person.
I mean, the star of the show,
Cassidy.
The absolute villain right away. Usually it takes a minute to get into villainry.
Dude, and the cliffhanger for this episode was just superb.
Fire.
I don't want him to take it away.
Uh-uh. Oh, I want him to.
No,
yeah, I want him to take it away because then but I want her to stay on. Let's get into this.
You want to take it away and then give it back to her?
No, I want them to take it away and still let her stay so that it like now she's going to start really freaking out. But I mean,
like, why am I here?
Let's discuss this casting situation, okay. Dude.
Well, just okay, do you think that she was wrong at the birthday party with Hillary Duff?
So it was funny, the second I saw, well, she had some legendary lines. The first one was all the other women are like, kids, I love kids. You love kids too, right, Kit Clayton? Clayton's like, yeah, I love kids too. And everyone's like having this kind of like, yeah. And she's just like, I don't give a shit about these kids. Hillary Duff is here and I'm in Beverly Hills. And Cassidy's crazy too, because Cassidy isn't like the classic villain where you're like, she's obviously a villain. She kind of seems normal until she starts talking and then you're like, like she has this demeanor about her, like I'm a normal person. But then all of a sudden you still start saying things and you're like, wait, what? Like she literally sat down with the kids. Do you remember what she said to them? She goes, no. I try to spend as little time as I can with you little people. She said that to a group of children. So like there's girls with like three cones on their head, like on the floor doing like, you know, puppets. And she just goes, I try to spend as little time as humanly possible with you little people.
I literally saw
I'm here
like
to date.
The group ran up and I was like, ew. I was like, I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
Like when the first day on The Bachelor, just like a bunch of middle school kids.
Right.
Terrible.
It definitely was like a, all right, here we go. This is like some fun.
Everyone trying hard to be like, oh my God, I love kids.
Right.
No, that's what I was like, I was feeling Cassidy vibes on that one. I was feeling her decisions through the whole thing because dude, like, okay, we'll bring it up in the following one. Everyone seems to forget
participating in the group date activity is not mandatory. This stuff isn't mandatory. It's just set up to expose a side of you. But you're totally free to just like walk up to the bachelor and pull him aside, which is, you think he wants to be doing any of this stuff? No, he'd much rather be making out with one of these women by the pool.
Right, right, right.
She understands that. And here's
Here's the problem, though. Yes, on paper, not playing by the rules is a good way to do it. But the other side of it is, now everyone hates you. And once everyone hates you, now everyone starts talking to Clayton about how you're a bad person.
But she can wear it.
She can wear
it. She dons the hate.
She's good at it.
She dons. You remember when we learned how to say it?
I was born in the darkness.
Exactly.
She was born in the hate.
She's
Mr. Wayne. I was born in the darkness. Do you think I'm here for these kids, Mr. Wayne? I'm here to make out with you at the pool. Hillary Duff is here. I'm in Beverly Hills. You think I care about these fucking kids?
This is the dollhouse, but
I'm not here to build the dollhouse. Genevieve, give me your cake. I will throw it on the ground.
I forgot about that. I legit forgot about that. Was a move and a half.
That was a move. She took someone else's cake that spent 2 hours making it and threw it on the ground.
Is she drunk like all the time?
No, I think she's just reckless, dude.
I thought she was just drunk all the time. She's having thick cocktails.
That's true. She might be a little like
thick cocktails all the time.
Thick C's.
Yeah,
Thick C's. Thick cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I mean, here's the thing with her. She's bold, wild. She made out with him 2 times, pissed everyone off. The problem is like...
But she got the damn rose.
That
was the sickest, dude. Vindicated with that. There's just a boom, boom. It was like, what do you think? Here's a perspective into this guy.
Well, that's what was so crazy about it to me was like, villains, there's always villains on the show, but...
They rarely usually, are like...
Well, usually they're kind of like... There's 2 types of villains, right? There's like the intentional villains
mm-hmm.
who are kind of just crazy. And then at some point they get rid of, but they rarely ever get a rose or anything like that. They just kind of stay on. And then there's the people that are just kind of like no one likes, but they're true to themselves. Cassidy is a real mixture. She's intentionally being like, fuck it. I don't care about anyone on this show. I'm here to live it. Ha, ha, ha. Like she's doing the kind of gross villain thing, but then she's also like owning it. So then like... She's good at like convincing Clayton that like, I love, you know what I mean? Like she's real diabolical.
I'm just going to be really upset if she goes home. She has potential to be like one of the best villains since Crystal.
Because
Crystal is still the best villain.
Right.
Hands down.
She's just really good at it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing we rarely see. So she who's genuinely it, except, you know what? Good at it.
But she's bad at it because she fucks it all up for all of us later. When you find out that she's just telling the girls in the house that she's seeing some other dude.
That was dumb.
That was like the...
That was dumb.
That was the major one because it was... She was going somewhere. No, sneeze. No.
Again?
I think it might...
Dude, just...
Do you have paper towel back here? I'm going to have to blow my nose. There's pollen or Boris hair inside
there is
my
this,
nose.
There is this, this grass wall this that's foliage. Probably doing it.
Oh, no.
Oh, boogers. Boogers.
No.
Okay, so.
I don't know what's worse, us slurping on our booze or.
Or sneezing snot bubbles.
Here's one.
You sneeze like a cartoon. It's like, like when people normally sneeze, it's like, and you're going to hear some snot come out. You're just like, honk. Yeah, that's a fake blow, dude. I feel like you have like a sound machine. It's like literally honking. Like who blows their nose and it sounds like that? That's like a fake. That's like honk. That just sounds like a cartoon from the 50s.
No,
like when they have a handkerchief.
My nasal passages are all messed up.
Honk.
I had this crazy nasal reconstructive surgery after my friend elbowed me in the face while he fell off a rock climb and I was spotting him and I'd give him a really good spot, but he was turning and his elbow came through like my hands as I was like trying to break his fall.
Damn.
And he elbowed me straight in the nose after falling from like 10 feet off the ground, like horizontally. So it was like all his force knocked me out cold. My nose wasn't bleeding, but when I went, I was like, I'm fine. My nose is like not that crooked. My mom was freaking out. Mom's like, you have to go. Like, this is what we pay for your health care. Just like, go to the hospital, right, get your nose looked at. Go get my nose looked at. And they're like, yeah, like you have like less than 90% of your nasal passages open. They're like, whoa, they're all collapsed. It was like the force of it just like exploded all my nasal pad. Dude, just like broken. Crushed septums. And like, you have a bunch of them that like spread out.
So
like,
did your nose break?
My nose broke right at the bridge.
I was
going
to say, it doesn't look very broken. My, well, I broke fully, my nose, but my nose looks broken.
I had full cut at the top of my gums and lifted. She's
like full plastic surgery.
Lifted my face up and fucking re-drilled all my nasal cavities and gave me like this little, like a silicone thing in here.
And then you're like, can I, while you're in there, can you make sure I sneeze like a 1940s?
The doctor was like, do you box? Do you do martial arts or anything like that? And I was like, no, why? He's like, because if there's a high probability of you breaking your nose again, like we're not going to do this. We'll just wait till you're out of that phase. And I was like, no, like
it's
just
delicate. Yeah.
Rock climbing, surfing. I'm not going to break my nose. He's like, okay. 2 weeks after break the it. Fucking surgery, my friend
must've hurt so
breaks
bad.
My nose at
and
work.
It was so, is already like
throwing a climbing hold. And it just hit me in the bridge of the nose.
And you already had like, it was still, was just a healing.
We
like,
were
it wasn't
cleaning up and he didn't even see. He just didn't even look. Just so frisbee. Bad. Dude, he just clocked me right in there. Holy shit. And my shit's been fucked ever since. Just like, I can.
Yeah.
If I breathe really hard, one of my nostrils like sucks in.
Right, right.
It's fucked up.
Ugh, bullshit.
I just don't want to have the surgery again, dude. I'm tired of eating pureed food.
Yeah, that's no good.
And being on the painkillers sucks too. That shit and pureed food, just like mashed potatoes and pureed vegetables, is just
no thanks.
Awful.
Brutal, dude. Brutal.
Yeah, so my shit sounds like a foghorn now.
Honk. Like, I'm like, wait, people act. Yeah, that's that's not even real, dude. That's like fucking Tom and Jerry shit. Like, honk. Okay. But here, dude, here's the thing about Cassidy where I'm like the true genius of the villainry.
Yes, let's go. Because I love it.
Well, here's what's truly genius. And this is when she did this. That's when I was like, oh, we're on a whole nother
let's
level
go.
Here.
Let's go.
Shanae.
Uh-huh.
Because she knows. If she has an understudy that she can manipulate,
it makes her look better.
She can use it. She can do the puzzle piece. The problem with a lot of these, like, you know,
shitty villains,
shitty villains.
Yeah.
Is that they don't know how to play the game at a high level.
They're not all jokers.
No. And
not all bangs.
Cassidy clearly does this as a lifestyle outside of the show. So she knows how to play the game. She knows how the puzzle pieces work. And the big puzzle piece here is Shanae. She knows deep down, Shanae does not have the ability to be a good villain. She doesn't know how to like actually assert herself. She's very shy. She's very nervous, but she's feeling like she's being left behind. So she preys on her insecurities. She preys on the fact that she's feeling insecure about the fact that she's not spending time with Clayton and says, you got to get in there tomorrow. And she's pumping herself up. And she even quoted Cassidy, like Cassidy said, I got to be assertive. So I'm going to go out there and do it.
She kept referencing Cassidy. She goes, what would Cassidy do in this situation?
And
that was my best line. What would Cassidy do?
And let
me
be real. If you're listening, Shanae, anytime someone you meet is diabolical, and they are just suddenly nice to you, and they're giving you advice, they're trying to screw you.
Yeah.
They don't care about you. You're not their one lucky friend. They are using you. And use her, she did. Holy shit.
Oh my God. When she's just like, I don't have your back on this.
Okay, that's the thing. Shanae blew the entire day.
Oh my God.
She's like, first thing, I'm going to get over there and say hi to him. And then immediately Elizabeth sits down next to him. And then she loses that. And then she's freaking out the whole time.
It was genius of Elizabeth because everyone who slept on that, that's if you've seen the show, that's the move you make in these situations.
Sit down next to him.
Because there are no rules. Yep. They all forget that there are no rules. And then in the race, it's like, you don't need, I was thinking about this where I was like, I've seen the race where some girl was like, chug milk. And she was like, I'm not chugging milk and just left.
She just like poured it.
And that's what I was like, you guys are all like pretending to chug it. You just pour it. I just be like, what are you?
One girl just poured it on the ground.
Who doesn't get that you just go to him?
Right.
You don't need to do the race at all. You already saw Cassidy get away with it from the other one. Don't do the race.
Right.
Just go to him. There's no.
Just run right through the whole thing and go to him.
Your peer's opinion is far less important.
Right.
Granted, your sanity, whatever, but they're going to get axed down like left and right. Just you got to establish a relationship and you got to vie for time with him. That's the best way to do it. But then you see like Shanae just like shoves that girl to the ground.
Yes.
in the race. Bad move. You're on camera.
Yes.
And it's going to be referenced. It just shows bad attitude. That was the cheap, that was such a cheap low blow too. Brutal. When she just jumped in, just like, bah, on the milk challenge. That was, we saw this in the, what was the TV show? Everyone got obsessed with the Korean show where everyone's killing people and they're stuck in that game world. Squid Games. In one of the last episodes of Squid Games, they're jumping on the glass panels.
Yeah.
And they don't know which one's going to break in front of them. And they got to land on the solid one. And so you're just like knocking people into glass.
Throws them on it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, if they're not making the decision, because everyone's going to die, if they don't make it in the time, they just shoved them forward.
Yeah.
Shanae was that. She shoved them forward in that moment. But guess what? We weren't in a life or death situation. That was just poor character display right there.
Yes.
It was weak. It was weak display. Weak.
Well, she's just not on Cassidy's level of villainry.
Well, fuck
so she was
Cassidy's on Cassidy's on Joker or like Green Goblin level of villainry. Shanae's on like more of like a Mr. Freeze or a Poison Ivy.
Dude, not even. Cassidy manipulated her and got her to be like, I need to be this person that I'm not, and failed every single villainous task.
Well, so are you saying she's more of a victim?
No, I'm saying that she is just a puzzle and just got completely put into her, like Cassidy.
She's a puzzle piece.
Yeah, she's like a puzzle piece.
She's
a
pawn. She
just got used and she's so malleable. Like, blew it. So she didn't sit next to him during the game. She blew the game by assaulting Elizabeth. Then she blew, there was like two or three other times that she went, oh, dang it, I messed it up again. And it was just like.
And then she decided to throw Elizabeth under the bus because Elizabeth was winning where she was failing.
The classic.
And her reason for doing so when it came.
That was all time failure.
She pulled the classic though. The best was she set herself up for disaster when she came out and goes, I don't know what's going on. Because moments later, Elizabeth comes back out and is like, may I talk to you, Shanae? And then everyone's like, oh my God. Why is she talking to Shanae? Shanae says she doesn't know what's going on. And then it's like, okay, now who's two-faced?
Right.
This is this like weird projection, like,
well,
it's
and usually,
so strange.
Yeah, and usually...
Let's not even bring up the Nene.
Oh my gosh.
Nene moment.
That was cringe.
Dare we go back
cringe,
to just the Nene moment.
I felt bad for Elizabeth because...
Duh.
But more obviously, but my thing was like, Shanae was so bad at coming up with a way to get rid of her because her excuse was, I want to give you some red flags about Elizabeth. She wasn't very nice to me today at the pool while we were talking. Like, that was her red flag. By the way, she said she's here to win the show. The worst thing she said she did was that she wasn't very nice to her at the pool when they were talking.
She said that to the women. I thought she explained that to the women. I thought all she said to Clayton she's two-faced.
No, she said she's two-faced and like we were having a conversation earlier and she wasn't even acknowledging me.
Didn't she say she doesn't think she's here for the
reasons? Even know if she said that. I think it was more like she said like she wasn't even acknowledging me during our conversation. Like it was literally like, I don't like her and she's a bad person because she doesn't really like talk to me in the way that I like. That was so bad. And the fact that Clayton kind of like fell for it and was like, this is concern. I was like,
that's what I was going to bring
up. Whoa. How did you not read through this?
The fact that he doesn't read through it. The fact that he didn't read through Cassidy's initial approach.
Bro, like...
But he gave her the rose.
That's bad.
The fact that he gave her the rose was, like, the most insane part to me. I love that she got it, but it was,
It's fun for TV, but when you actually think about it...
him as a guy, which we got to dive into this one, like, totally separate. Right now, we're just talking about the contestants.
We're talking about the girls.
Clayton is a whole other enigma of just, like, what is going on in your swamp brain that you cannot like see through this.
He's a bit like dull in that way. Like he's not operating on like the layer level. He's operating just on like, oh, I'm making out with you.
I'm going to constantly refer to his brain being made up of just like a bunch of like cheese brain.
Right. It's a bunch of weird. This
man has like, what is going on?
I just don't think he operates on the like subtlety level. I think he's very like matter of fact. So it's like, oh, this girl's making out with me and we're having fun.
Talking about surface, like he just takes it at the surface.
Very surface.
He's a literal guy.
So I don't think he's like operating on the like, well, that was kind of manipulative how she just kind of stole me away when she wasn't helping the other women.
No,
he's just like, that was a fun makeout. Here's the rose.
Well, here's the other thing though. Here's the thing I appreciate from like a sweet and innocent standpoint is like, if I think about a child who finds out that someone was being mean to another person, he's like, well, he was being mean to them. Like, I don't like that.
Where an adult would operate and go like,
That's what he's basically saying.
I don't think it's a red flag that you two were kind of not seeing eye to eye.
He's being mean to you? That's not okay.
Right.
That's not okay.
Mean.
All you women are here to date me and you need to get along while you do it. That's not okay that she was mean to you.
And I felt bad for Elizabeth because it's like Elizabeth was like being herself, having a great time, being honest in the date about the cheating thing even. Like that was a risky move. And then like the fact that she's getting derailed by this person who's basically just saying like, we didn't see eye to eye, so therefore you shouldn't. Like I did feel bad for her. I was like, man, she's done a great job. I think she's been really sweet, really nice. I actually really like her. And Shanae, like out of panic mode, just starts to like melt down.
How would you handle that if you were the Bachelor and someone came up to you? Would you just be like, well, look, like a couple hearts are going to get broken here. So no, like, I mean, you got to toughen up out there, you know?
No, I wouldn't say that. But if some girl came to me and just said, hey, like, and this person I think is two-faced and I think they're acting because we were like at the pool earlier and like I was talking to her and she wasn't even looking at me when we were talking. I'd be like, I totally understand. This is like a really stressful, under pressure situation. And I know that people can drive each other crazy and not all relationships will go well. Not all personalities will mix, but I do want to say that like, I want to keep this between me and you and me and her. And, you know, I want to keep these relationships about what they are and not about two people getting along or having a super close relationship. So I just would recommend if you guys aren't getting along, let's just, you can just not spend time together and, you know, separate and kind of find your niche. But I don't think that that has to do with me as much.
I honestly would probably be like, you know, I appreciate the call out. I'm going to look out for that. Thanks for the heads up. And then I'd probably be like, I'm not really feeling you that much. Like, I'm probably going to send you home.
Right. Okay. I mean, she's
she's kind of freaky. I'm going to keep her on. Like, just see what happens.
Right. I mean,
She might be unstable, but we'll see. We'll just see where that goes.
Right.
Just be like, but I don't like a rat. I don't want that like aspect of just like.
It's like, say what I say to Ember. Whenever Ember comes home and says like, this person was mean to me, like, oh, well, just don't talk to him.
It's like, I don't want to be with a tattletale because I'm going to be in that situation over and over again where you're just like, you're doing something and we'll be out to dinner. Like, say it does go all the way and I marry you as a person. And that's what I have to think about. It'd be like, imagine being in a social situation with someone who just throws someone under the bus.
That's what I thought about that when I was watching it. I thought to myself, not anyone who comes to me in this show and starts telling me about how this person's bad, even if they are bad, I'm going, you're already obsessed with everybody else. I don't like that.
You know what?
You're going to be the person that's going to be talking about all our friends in a negative way.
You know what's hilarious about this is Becca's whole family calls her a soft snitch. And Becca, it's like when she'll accidentally expose something about someone that like no one else really knew about. While like telling like some like she'll be telling
oh, she'll
like,
tell a story totally, and then it reveals
we'll
something
be,
in the
we'll
story
be with the family and she'll be like talking about me or something and like say something where I was like yeah you know like they really didn't like if we're talking about like me smoking weed for instance in front of her parents it's not like not something I'm explicit about in front of her parents they may know but I'm not like gonna go out of my way to like make it explicitly known to her parents I'm in trouble all the time. Oh my God. I know you and Jess talked about the last episode, but I did listen to a little part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I was just like, ugh. Well, she came home. She was making a really big deal about it.
Yeah.
And when I listened to it, I was like, this is not that big deal of an episode. I know she's obsessed with Oscar Isaac or whatever. The shit that made me laugh was when Jess was talking about your crush.
When I was younger, Keira Knightley, when I was younger.
And then they were just both harping about how they don't like Keira Knightley.
Right.
And I was
you guys are jealous.
Like,
you're jealous.
We're not going to sit there and be like, fuck Oscar Isaac and, you know, Jason Sudeikis and Jim Carrey. Like,
Jason Sudeikis is a super cool, successful, rad actor.
Yeah, I'll never forget his name because now that I know you like him, but I'm not going to sit here and talk shit about him.
There's nothing to talk shit. The guy's awesome.
No, but it's like, if I had that conversation with Becca and I was like, oh, here was my celebrity crush or here was who stood out for me in a movie, which for me was actually...
Who's yours?
It was the Tara Reid in specifically. Don't laugh at me. You're gonna like it in Van Wilder. Tara Reid in Van Wilder. Not in everything. It's the one
Tara
movie.
Tara Reid is like
it's the one. It's the one movie. It's the one scene. That. It's the one part of the movie when the movie ends and she comes up to him and. She's been the heartthrob the whole movie, and she's all like, whatever. He's like, what underwear are you wearing? And she's like, none. And I was like, oh, teenage me was like,
hell yeah. You know what I learned about you? Did you liking Tara Reid is unbelievable. It's like your nose honk, dude. It's just, so down the middle. I fucking love it, dude. It's just like, it's like if you were born in 1980 and you're like, who's your crush? Pam Anderson. It's just like, hell yeah, biggest, dude. And I go to Hooters crush. Every Saturday night.
I had the biggest crush on her when I was a kid. I got to meet her. I love it.
Oh, really?
I got to meet her in like the fervor of like childhood crush it. Like 10-year-old, 11-year-old crush on like, oh, of course you have a crush, dude, on Pam Anderson.
13, what's 12, funny whatever, is
like,
yeah,
now me, I'm like, I don't want, like, I'm right. not into like, I'm not into that. I'm into sure. a very different type of women.
But when you're 13 or whatever, it's
dude,
like,
dude, yeah. Your mind and I got explodes. To meet her, dude, and like take a picture with her. She was in, she was big? Guest starring in one of my dad's shows. Oh, and I was like, I was gonna, okay, fucking yeah, go. Hell yeah, I'm going to meet Pam Anderson and come on set.
Pam Anderson, not Tara Reid.
No, yeah, oh, not wow. Tara Reid. Tara Reid was only hot to me in that one movie.
Right.
I don't know. I was feeling dangerous. You on the Keira Knightley vibes.
Dude, yeah, she was just magical. Absolute magic.
Oh my God.
Romance.
What's her face? Ryan Gosling's baby mama.
Eva Longoria.
Is that who he's with? No, it's... not Selma Hayek, but fuck, Selma Hayek.
No, dude, Eva Longoria.
Is it Eva Longoria?
That's who he's with. That's like who he's married to.
It's probably her.
In Between the Pine, or Between Selma Two Ferns. No.
Zach Galifianakis is the host
Road Between the Pines or whatever. What's that movie? He did it with her.
Something in the Pines. That's
Ryan Gosling wife, right?
Yeah.
Wife, here we go. Oh, Eva Mendes.
See, it's not Eva Longoria.
Who's Eva Longoria?
Eva Mendes is hot as shit, but Eva Mendes is different.
Oh, Eva Longoria's... Okay, yeah. Oh, no. So show me Eva Mendes. I meant Eva Mendes. I meant Eva Mendes.
Let's see her again. She was in Zorro, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's an all-time
who's
classic
who's the girl
beauty.
In Zorro? Is it Selma Hayek?
Yes.
God, dude. Like it. What can I say?
What can I say?
Back.
So then the all-time villain remove was... Shanae did the worst job of all time of being a villain. But then Cassidy pulled the absolute best villain move of mm-hmm. all time and goes, you know what, Shanae, yeah, you are. You need to cut your losses. Like,
I don't
you
have
are
your
acting
back
really mean. I don't have your back. So what she did was she turned the entire crowd that was initially against her and shoved all the stuff on top of Shanae. All-time classic demon move.
Because she's aware that everyone is self-conscious about their performance and their status level with The Bachelor. And she had the rose. Still does have the rose.
What did you think about Susie's date? That was the one-on-one.
Boring. I thought she was driving me crazy in the car. She's like, I'm just very anxious about like if we're going to be skydiving or bungee jumping or whatever. Like, clearly a major fan of the show. Understands the setup of like, we're going to take your love to new heights. She was immediately like, oh, we're going to go bungee jumping or we're jumping out of a plane or like we're doing something that she's like dreadfully afraid of. And they're driving up to the top of a hill and that's like all she could think about and this whole thing. And it was just like, and then when it became like about the helicopter, I just was like, I understand like the switch of like, okay, you're not facing a primal fear of yours, which I do respect of like, if you're dreadfully afraid of heights and you think that you're suddenly on a date where you're going to jump out of a fucking airplane or like bungee jump, which is not something I want to do. I want to go and do that, but I want to solely out of the idea of me thinking that I could actually do it. It's like, I say that like, yeah. I want to be able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think I would very much appreciate being forced into it.
Mm.
To be honest. And so like I can sympathize with that, but the way that she did it, I was just like, I was not feeling it. And what drove me out of my mind was her reaction to the helicopter, where she was just like, this is the greatest day of my life, was being in the helicopter, where I was just like, the perceived status of the helicopter ride or whatever, of like just the whole thing is like, it's cool, totally get it, but like, I don't know, for me, I would that shit kind of bothered me. Later on, though, it was like they seemed to vibe down.
Yeah.
I'm just like, she doesn't strike the chord with me. She might strike it with him. Mm. She doesn't strike my chords. I'll say that.
My whole take on it was like, at the first, I had a little bit of the same take in the beginning on the car ride. I was a little bit like, oh, this is kind of weird. But then it struck me.
What struck you?
Him with Susie.
No, I know, but what about it? What happened?
She's perfect for him. Here's why.
Perfect for him.
Here's why.
Is this your new number one?
No. I don't like her for him. I'm saying
confuses me.
Here's my thing. I'm not saying they should be together even. I'm just saying this. It makes, so I'm watching her, right? And she's like saying this stuff and the conversation's very brutal in my opinion. It's very like, I like to dance. Do you like to dance? Yes, I like to dance. Oh, there's the water. That's what I'm saying, I like the dude. Beach. Do you like the beach? Yeah, it I like the beach. Like, do you like to swim? Oh, I love to swim. Oh, gee golly.
It was like a middle school dance where it's like you have a crush on this girl in your class and you don't know her at all. And you're like, hi, would you like to go to the middle school Halloween carnival with me? And she's like, yes sure, I would very much like that. Yeah. He's like, great, I will have $10 of carnival tickets for us to
and
spend.
Do you like Skittles? I like Skittles. Like, that was their conversation at first. And I thought, oh, this is brutal.
But do you buy a bagel and break period two?
Right. Exactly. So at first I was like, oh, this is so weird. Like, why is this happening? Like, and then all of a sudden he's like, this is the best date I've had so far. And I'm really feeling this. And like, there's something going on. But he was just kind of saying that. You know what I mean? He was just kind of like, this is amazing. Whatever.
I can't read him at all.
Here's where I get it. Here's where the whole thing clicked.
Go.
They're both. Because she was like, this is the best date of my life. This is amazing. I've never done anything as crazy as this. And then they get off and they're like, this is wild. I think they speak the same language. They're both kind of like, we're in the big city and we're kind of excited to be out here and life is simple where we're from and we're not really operating on this kind of like really subtlety dynamic flirt. We don't have a lot of experience when it comes to like flirting with lots of people and going to parties and like a lot of these other people on the show and like these women on the show, I feel like, who have like lived like a lot of traveled a lot and like met a lot of people and maybe live in different busier cities and kind of like know what it's like to move around a room. Like, these are like,
there's some silent communication happening between them. Like
they're speaking the same language, same lifestyle.
They're both like mesmerized by the same things and like made speechless by like, oh my God, we're going on a helicopter ride. This is like the most dumbfounding, like incredible experience ever. Where granted, I had never been on a helicopter till me and Becca went to Hawaii.
And I'm not saying the helicopter's a thing. Helicopter's awesome. I'm more just saying like the kind of way they're approaching the whole thing.
Fucking awesome.
Right, but they're approaching the whole thing in a very similar way, which is just kind of like, let me just put it this way. If the conversation was being had on that helicopter was being had for me, I would be like, there's no connection here.
I'm just saying.
But the fact that they connected was like, dude, they're speaking some language.
I guess the vodka is making me dive. He's culturally like, he's relating to the cultural experience that she's having of like the shock aspect of like going from like small town, like super, super isolated small town vibes into like, we're fucking like being driven around in luxury cars, going on helicopter rides in the middle of like a big ass city.
And they're just used
too
much.
Sort of this like psychotic, like other than normal experience.
Yeah.
You know?
It's kind of like if you were to date, if you were to like be a, someone who is an accountant at a small accounting firm in a rural area, and then you were to date a trust fund girl who jet sets around the world. Like, your guys' perspective on life is so not like similar. Funds. And then she's going to be like, oh my God, you know what the crazy thing about Russian caviar is? And you're going to be like, what's Russian caviar, right? Yeah. That I feel like they're speaking the either the Russian caviar language or the small town account. Like, they're kind of just going like, hey, I like the beach too. Do you like the beach? Yeah, I haven't really been to the beach much, but it's fun. Like, they're just kind of speaking this like
was
similar.
Was that not your fantasy as a kid, just or like as a young man when you were like, you know, being like, oh man, like my dream girl would just be like some multi-bajillionaire, like trillionaire's daughter who just like picks me up and is suddenly just like talking about what you're talking about. Of like, have you ever had Russian caviar? Just be like, no. Or we're like on some jet. She's like, I'm just gonna show you what this is.
You know what? That was
like,
never
no,
mind.
No, that sounds tight. Let's do that. Let's go there. Let's do that.
Let's go there.
Let's do that. Just sweep me off my feet and swing me around the world. And right. Just go do whatever.
No.
Sounds awesome. What's your active sexual fantasy?
Whoa.
Let's go. Let's
I'm not
go
a big
there.
Like sexual. I'm trying to think fantasy wise.
Do you get turned on by any fantasies in particular? Like nurse? Oh, like what are the classics?
No,
the nurse thing?
It's kind of like the girl. Okay, by the way, every girl has the same fantasy.
What's every
fireman.
Girl's fantasy? Really?
Yes. Am I, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like you mentioned firemen to any woman and they're just like hottest thing in the world.
Lifeguards too. Being rescued
I was a lifeguard.
Really? Oh, yeah. A beach lifeguard?
Uh-huh.
No way.
Yeah, for 2 years.
And you gave that up?
You gave that up. You're not there to that today.
And you were playing hockey at this point, or you were fresh off the ice, weren't you?
I was off the ice on the sand.
So you had hockey bod on the sand.
Hockey bod with lifeguard bod, because lifeguard bod was hard. We had to do like a lot of training.
Hockey bod, lifeguard bod. It was a hard bod.
I will say 16-year-old Evan, body was all right. Body was killing it.
Body yaddy yaddy.
It was a body yaddy yaddy sesh. Oh, before we leave, we have to address this. By the way, I still got Teddy for the win.
Dress.
I think, dude, Teddy, we haven't brought her up. She's going.
Teddy and him, his date lasted for 13 seconds on the show, and immediately the way they made out and the way that she just said, hot. Hey, by the way, like, I just need a little bit more affirmation from you. And he goes, I understand.
I'll give you a lot of affirmation.
Dude, she's still the winner for me.
Hot.
She's hot. They're hot. It's a vibe. She's effortless with it too. She's like becoming very cool. Easy, and just like, dude. Effortless with it. She's effortless with the like,
everything.
Their connection is effortless. Okay, hold on. We need to bring this up before we leave. Okay, the winner of the Instagram challenge for the tarot card reading.
Yeah, let's go.
Which we will do next week, right? Is Grace Johnson. Grace Johnson at Gracie99. You are the winner. You are selected. We will contact you, or someone's already contacted you about it. We will set it up. We will do a Zoom session with you and do a tarot card reading.
It's going to be exciting.
It's going to be sick.
How are we going to do this?
Don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll just be like, hopefully when we record, you're available.
We should get a deck of tarot cards and we'll draw symbols. Unique symbols on all the tarot cards.
You're gonna have to leave this one because I've never done a tarot card reading. I don't even know how it works.
So this is a good idea to me. Is we draw numbers on all the tarot cards, maybe, and then we can just, or symbols, because numbers have too much meaning already. But we can draw like circle, square, whatever. We'll just do it. Spread them out, and then she can be like through the Zoom, like that's the card that I want to draw.
Got it.
And it's like, how do you want us to flip it? Do you want us to just turn it over, or do you want us to flip it?
Oh, right, because there's inversions.
Because the upright,
if it's upside down or
upside down, so they make a difference. So you're gonna have to take the lead on this one,
because I have no idea how it works.
I was wondering if we should bring in an expert, if possible.
Maybe
if possible, we could.
If we get someone by next week, we will do so. If not, Grace, you'll have to be.
Well, okay, you'll Grace. You'll be read by Grayston.
By the way, do you like Grace? I just kind of threw that out there.
No,
I think it's cute.
The only people,
he goes, no.
Most people have called me, like most of my most friends have either just like made up a nickname or used my full like Grayston.
Has anyone ever called you Grace?
No, I don't get Grace. Like it. I just kind of like Gray.
I know. Gray, I always call you Gray.
A couple friends, Becca and
my
parents.
Is Gray okay if I call you Gray? Or would you prefer Grayston?
I prefer Grayston.
Grayston's just kind of long, dude. It's like Grayson.
Is it?
When you have two,
Evan, it's just as long as Evan.
But it's Evan.
Should I call you Evie?
Evan feels smaller. Oh, you call me Ev? Ev? Yeah, everyone calls me Ev.
EV.
Everyone I know calls me Ev.
What about EV, like EZ?
What? Sure. Grayston is like calling you Richard. Eva. Richard. Hey, Richard. It's very like official.
Ev.
You know what I mean?
Who calls you Ev?
Everybody, all my friends.
Shut up. Really?
Everyone who's even semi-close to me calls me Ev.
Ev. I've never even heard that. This is, well, we're not semi-close.
Well, do you hang out with any of my friends?
No.
No. Fuck you, dude.
Fuck no. They're probably lame.
Sir Grayston.
No. Do you hang out with my friends?
Sir Grayston the Third. I will
see you. Do you hang out with my friends?
I'm going to call you Grayston.
I feel like you would talk about my friends to your friends. Be like, dude, we hung out with all these guys to like this fantasy world. Like this whole, this thing. Like you talk about it. Like
you're fucking crazy.
You'd be like, but if we brought you in and like taught you how to play magic, or like we introduced you to war, you'd be.
I know for a fact I'd be
sunk in.
I know for a fact you teach me the world I'm in.
We need to have Henry on and expose you to the world.
I'm in.
We're going to be doing, oh man, dude, I wish we're talking about starting up a new game of D&D. Let me just read you the proposal for D&D. It's not going to take long. This is what.
Oh God.
No. This
How
is
long
the world.
Is this going to take? Because we're already past
not
our time here.
Not long, dude. This is our friend. We're trying to ask our friend to DM a new game for us. And he goes, all right, boys. I've been thinking on my bike ride. Here's the gist of what I got so far.
Already we're off.
Very fast and loose at the moment. Let me know what you think. Setting. Inspired by late Second Age Middle Earth. We open at the siege of the fair city of Zelbastium. The lieutenant.
Wait, hold on. Before you say it, is Zelbastium a name he made up?
I believe so.
Okay. It may be a real thing of like something.
Well, it may be out of the Cimmerillion, but I'm assuming it is. The lieutenants of darkness advance and all hope is lost. Thinking of 7 episodes with 2 sessions where each episode may span multiple sessions, at most 3, most often 2. So what he's talking about here is 7 episodes. Each episode is a 2-hour session, potentially 3 2-hour sessions for each episode. So we're talking if 7 episodes and we have 3, most often 2, so 4 hours an episode, we're talking about anywhere 42. From 28 to 35 hours of gameplay here. Each of you are well-known entities in the world, and each of you are one of the Spark Wraiths, dark lieutenants of Maledictus, extinguisher of light. Alignment is evil, choose lawful or chaotic. And we're going to start at level 15, which means we have 6 spells at our disposal. Episodes 2 through 6 will be flashbacks. So then we go back into like when we're younger and we have to detract like some of our skills. We will end up at level 15 at the last episode. I need your name, item you're known for, weapon/armor, deed/misdeed you are known for. And then my friend goes, wait, so we designed a level 15 character. That seems pretty gnarly, but also I'm very open to that. And he goes, oh yeah, you're Nazgul, baby. Got to be pretty strong. I'm thinking different levels for flashback episode. This is a progression, maybe sort of level 15, level 3, level 5, back to level 15. That means, you know, homework per episode to prep your character depending on level. Everyone says it sounds sick. And then we start sending gifts, a bunch of Lord of the Rings gifts to each other.
Well, thank you so much, everyone.
I want to bring you into this world
so much.
Let me bring you into this.
So much. This season is really sounding exciting.
Come under my wing, Evan, and into fantasy.
Listen,
I'm listening to a great book on tape called "He Who Fights Monsters."
You guys, we love you. We'll see you next week. We will do the tarot card reading next week. It will be amazing.
Grace, I think we're gonna do. Got you.
Listen, Grace. Oh, Grace.
We should. Yeah,
you did. I call you Grace now. I didn't even link that.
It's yeah.
Plug something I think is next week as well. We have a mountain. So many boxes.
It's an insane amount.
You guys are amazing. I'm actually just like really excited to open up free shit.
Like, we're going to debut these. This will be like, this is an early birthday present to you.
This is so all amazing. Of this
stuff.
This is
we
amazing.
Should open one. Let's open one.
It's
pick one, dude, for your birthday.
Okay. I like that. Okay, for my birthday, I like that.
Just one.
Because this is all about me and celebrating me.
It is, dude. And I'm trying to make you feel special. I'm sorry I didn't. We literally, you brought up your birthday and we just sat here and talked about how fucking selfish
I told you today.
I was like,
yo, by the way, it's like my birthday, so we should do some shit.
And I said, oh, okay.
Oh, let me talk about this real quick. I'm like low key about my birthday. I don't give a shit. I'm cool. I'm like, hey, by the way, it's my birthday and we should do some sort of like thing. Like maybe we should like talk about birthdays. And he literally responds with not, oh, happy birthday, man. Oh, not, I love you, bro. Nothing. He just goes, okay. Now, was that intentional, asshole? Or was that just you, your true self?
Did you like it?
No, was that intentional? Because that was one of the most cold hearted things I've ever seen in my life.
That was just me being me, dude.
Like, you don't. Or
he goes, I have to read it. He goes, yo, it's my birthday this week. So that's the this week is what made me so heartless. Yo, it's my birthday this week. So how about we do like birthday theme stuff? Think of best and worst birthday you ever had. I'll post and ask for Broad's birthday ever. And I just go, oh, okay. And he goes, haha. And I put, I will think of this.
Yeah, so not only am I being like, hey, man, let's think of, here's ideas for what we should talk about this week. Here's the direction. Here's this. Oh, by the way, it's my birthday. He just goes, okay. And that right there is unbelievable. Savage.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible.
All right, this
I'm
is terrible. From, yeah, I mean, listen, there's only enough room for, all right, here we go. This is from Sun Freckled Studio to the bros.
Happy birthday, awesome. Evan.
Hey, man. Thanks. Get your fucking honking nose out of here. Here we go. This looks actually really nice. Ooh.
Is that a cool bag?
Yeah. What is this? Sun Freckled Studio.
Oh, it's one of these expandable bags. These are cool. Becca really likes these. You ever seen these?
No. It looks kind of like a...
It like stretches out.
What's it for? Oh, that's cool.
It's just a bag. You can put some fruit
Libra.
In it.
Oh, that's are you a Libra?
I am, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're personalized.
What?
Aquarius.
Oh, Aquarius. Wow.
Wow.
Sun Freckled Studio at Sun Freckled Studio and then sunfreckledstudio.com. Treat the earth and yourself. A little birthday present for us. Wow. The tag. You see the tag? I feel like you love that.
Really nice.
The tag is exactly what you like. Mm-hmm. You like the tag thing. Oh, it says,
I do like retagging. It makes it look like she made these by hand.
It says, I am made of 100% cotton, able to hold 34 pounds, hand printed in the U.S., machine washable, air dry, grow with us. Sun Freckled Studio.
You know,
wow.
You know what's very a nice cool touch?
Thank you so much.
This one says that it's able to hold 22 pounds. So
yeah, this one's a little
universal.
More delicate.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank
these
you
are
so
great.
Much. We don't
these
have
are
a name.
Super cute.
But
and
whoever
you
are.
Also,
oh, and a home. What's
this? Has
this?
A little inside zipper pocket. So
here we go.
Oh, you have
I'm
a card?
I'm going to read this. Here we go. Oh. Hi, bros. My name is Nina. I run a tote bag business, Sun Freckled Studio. Back in April of 2020, Cheddar Bros made an Insta post where they asked the broads to comment something they wanted to accomplish in quarantine. I wrote about how I wanted to finally open an Etsy shop for my hand-painted totes. The broads post motivated me. And that night I opened up my shop. Now, almost 2 years later, it's my full-time job. Wow. That is amazing.
I'm very happy for you.
A few months after I opened my shop, I sent a few goodies to Jess. I'm a little embarrassed because I didn't really know what I was doing back then. I have recently rebranded with the mission to intertwine functionality and aesthetics to make the perfect tote bag. All of our totes have an inside pocket to help stay organized. I know how much Becca and Jess love astrology, so I included two totes from our newest... Oh! We're the... It's doubly usable.
Because Jess is
Becca's
a Libra.
Aquarius. I'm Aquarius. You're Libra.
Oh my
Jess
God.
Is a Libra. Holy shit! That's actually amazing.
You know, me and Becca talked about doing a switch episode where
we're gonna do that,
and then me and Jess
we
do it and
we'll
see what the vibes are.
We should definitely. That'd be hilarious.
It would be.
That'd be really fun.
It'd either
swap.
Be hilarious or it's just a fully skippable episode.
I think it'll be fire. I think it'll be fire. Included from our newest Zodiac collection and a hand-dyed pumpkin tote from our market bag, which is this one.
Yep.
Collection for whoever wants it. The bros and broads episodes.
Oh no way!
Have
is this
kept...
hand dyed with pumpkin?
Holy shit! The bros and broads episodes have kept me company during many days of packing orders, dyeing market bags. Yeah, dyeing market bags and hand painting our totes. Anyone can use code broads for 10% off on my website, sunfreckledstudio.com. Thank you guys for being you and for coming along this journey with me, even though you didn't even know it. With love, Nina. Hey, you know what? Honestly,
love,
this
Nina.
Is the soul and spirit of this whole thing.
This was great.
Is this. Is
you know
a broad
what,
who is doing awesome shit and... That's amazing. We love you. Thank
yeah, but
you.
Next time you send the Chatty Bros a product and you want to host a discount, it better be bros.
Oh, broads. Yeah. Yeah. No. Hey, broads or bros, it will be taken
yeah,
with
you
love.
Know,
we
you
love
want
you
to
so
send
much.
It to, if you want to send it to Jess and Becca, it can be the broads.
Listen,
next time you send
this
it to
is
us. And anyone who has sent us it, you better scramble and switch those discount codes.
I
right
will
now.
Say this is some quality stuff, man.
But seriously, though,
this
Nina,
is some competition
is
up
job.
Here. Great
discount
job.
Broads.
It's got a cool pocket. Love
Sun
it.
Sun Freckled.
Well, happy
studio.
Birthday to me, even though this guy just says stuff like, okay. Everyone
and
feel bad for me. And let's just get through it.
I don't
and
take that. I
don't
wanna,
bring up your birthday because I will just say okay or fine or
I
some
don't want
shit
you
like
to
that.
Think
so,
like that about
listen, we're going to get through this. I'm in therapy, luckily, because if I wasn't in therapy, who knows what would happen to me?
You don't even need
so,
it.
So chat soon, broads. We love you so much.
Look, this whole episode, the whole beginning of this episode is I was talking about how we don't think people should be egotistical about
you know
their
what?
Birthdays.
You're right.
I was just feeding into that.
You want another drink?
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Love you guys. Chat soon.
Bye, you guys. Make good choices.
Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.